You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it here on cinematicsound.net as we are looking back at the films directed by Joe Johnston and the scores that accompanied them as we are getting ready for Joe Johnston's next film, Captain America, The First Avenger, which features a new score by Alan Silvestri. We'll have music from that score at the end of the program. So far, we've featured music from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Rocketeer, a portion from Joe Johnston's contribution to the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, and The Pagemaster. In 1995, Joe Johnston returned with the hit Jumanji. Now, Jumanji is the title of the 1981 children's story written by author Chris Van Allsburg. This is a book I remember reading in elementary school, and it tells a story about a supernatural board game that makes wild animals and other jungle hazards materialize upon each player's move. The film starred Robin Williams as Alan, a man who emerges from the game's unseen jungle world, along with Kirsten Dunst as a girl who plays the game with her brother. And the film also stars David Alan Grier as a hapless shoemaker turned police officer. Adam Han Bird plays the young Alan, and Bonnie Hunt plays the woman who played the game with Alan when they were children. And Jonathan Hyde plays both Alan's father and the hunter intent on killing Alan. The score composed by James Horner is a fun and exciting adventure score. There are low-pounding drums that act like John Williams' theme to Jaws and lets the audience know that the game board is nearby and ready to strike. The action material is well done, especially during the latter half of the album. And there's a magnificent theme that Horner composes. It really makes its triumphant debut during the track The Stampede. Another track that we're going to feature for you during this suite is simply called Jumanji, and it's a quintessential James Horner cue that takes its time to build to a glorious climax. It's really fantastic. This is a very, very strong score, one that doesn't really receive a lot of attention, but for those that like a lot of adventure, mystery, and suspense, this one is for you. And now, music from the film Jumanji, with music composed and conducted by James Horner.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Jumanji. Music composed and conducted by James Horner. And the original soundtrack recording is available on Epic Soundtracks.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program as we're featuring a show dedicated to director Joe Johnston and the music that accompanies his films. We just came off Jumanji, which was Joe Johnston's fourth collaboration with composer James Horner. But when it came time to work on October Sky, for some reason, Joe Johnston wanted to work with a different composer. October Sky stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Chris Cooper, and Laura Dern. And this is quite a departure for Johnston, who had worked on big, adventurous fantasy, big blockbuster expensive films. Here, he takes a more dramatic approach, a more intimate approach, a more personal approach to his filmmaking. The film is based on the true story of Homer Hickam, a coal miner's son who was inspired by the launch of Sputnik 1 to take up rocketry against his father's wishes and actually became a NASA engineer. When I initially got this album back in 98, I really don't remember much from it. I saw the film and I remember the score to be good, but it's something that I didn't remember, or at least it was something up till this point that I didn't remember, so of course I had to revisit it. And once the album started playing, things came back to me. I do remember the fiddle theme, which perfectly complements the tone of the film. So when I got into the album, I was really, really looking forward to rediscovering it, and I'm glad I did. The score by Mark Isham is a lovely one. It's a restrained chamber-like score, and it's highlighted by the last three tracks, especially the final cue, which is simply called October Sky, and it contains the most satisfying rendition of Mark Isham's main theme. This is a really good score, understated score. Again, another one that isn't as appreciated as it should be, and it's a score that I didn't really appreciate until now. It's a score that I'm really going to look forward to returning to when I need something more personal, something that I need to play on an early Sunday morning. And now, music from Joe Johnston's film October Sky, featuring music composed by Mark Isham. Music from the film October Sky. Now, before we got to the music, I incorrectly stated that the film was released in 1998. It was released in 1999 and featured an original score composed by Mark Isham, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Sony Classical.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. 2 years after October Sky, Joe Johnston returned to the big blockbuster fantasy adventure genre with Jurassic Park 3. Now, reading up on this film, apparently Joe Johnston had talked with Steven Spielberg about directing the sequel, The Lost World, Jurassic Park. But Spielberg wanted to be a part of that film, so Spielberg actually promised the next sequel to Joe Johnston, and Spielberg would step aside and just produce the film. Jurassic Park 3 is actually the first of the Jurassic Park films that was actually not based on a book by Michael Crichton, who had wrote Jurassic Park and The Lost World, though numerous scenes in the movie were taken from Crichton's two books. The film takes place on Isla Sorna, the island from the second film, after a divorced couple tricks Dr. Alan Grant into helping them find their son. And of course, Dr. Alan Grant is the character from the first film, played by Sam Neill. Also starring in the picture is William H. Macy and Tia Leone. The score for Jurassic Park 3 was composed by Don Davis. John Williams had provided this score for the first two films. Johnston actually wanted Williams to return for Jurassic Park 3, but he was busy with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or the Philosopher's Stone. So John Williams actually recommended Don Davis for the job. Davis did a fantastic job with this score, mimicking, and it's not a bad word, but it's what he did. He mimicked the already established John Williams sound from the first two films, while at the same time bringing in his own arsenal to the table. There's a new family theme that's a bit on the saccharine side, but it's great to hear Davis's own arrangement of Williams's classic original themes, including the use of the Raptors motif from the first film. All that's missing, though, in this score is the Lost World theme, because that's pretty much where the film takes place. So while it's great to hear the themes from the first film incorporated into the score, I guess they're inappropriate for this film based on where the film takes place. Anyway, I really enjoy Don Davis's score for this picture. And geez, where is Don Davis? I know he's been writing operas and classical music, but man, it'd be great to hear another film score from him. In any case, enjoy the contribution Don Davis made to the Jurassic Park franchise with his score to Jurassic Park 3, released in 2001.